in a certain sense, contrasts surround our world. Light, darkness, hot, cold, sweet, sour, soft, hard. Contrasts surround our world. And we know the extremes by the sense of the distance between both. Well, this is a liturgy of contrast, Palm Sunday. We begin by praising, literally, Christ, the King, Hosanna in the highest. And now you've just heard the great love story, the passion, patior, to suffer, as Christ himself was now, instead of the cheers, subject to the jeers of the crowd. That contrast came home to me when I was a supply priest in a parish from the seminary, and I went to one Palm Sunday morning, and they decided to have the children do the Palm Sunday pageant, and for part of the passion to have the children actually enact the Palm Sunday reading. And of course, you know, they brought Jesus up, and he was played by a boy in the junior high on a plastic little horse that was on rollers, and his legs were a little too big, so they were hanging over the side, and the little kids trying to pull the plastic horse and roller couldn't because his legs were dragging. So finally they had to stop, and they told him to come up, and of course he took his feet and he started skipping up the aisle, you know, on it to the Hosannas. All the smiles of the people. You know, that's what happens with children. It's so gentle, it's so beautiful, it's so honest in terms of their portrayal. But when the time came for Pilate to present Jesus, they had all the little children who were in second grade, third grade, and fourth grade acting as the crowd. And here's where the contrast came in. Pilate said, "What shall we do with Jesus?" And these voices, these innocent voices, these children's voices started shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." I can tell you in my own sense, in my own internal sense, I was shocked. Because here was the innocent of innocence in front of innocent children hearing his condemnation. Hearing his condemnation. These were children who should have been embracing the love of God, who empties himself into the world. Instead, to the Son of God, they were saying, "Kill him, destroy him." It suddenly came home to me, what happens in our lives when confronted with Jesus? We who should know better, we who should be example to the innocent, we who should be reaching out and demonstrating Jesus' love, do we motivate the innocent to say, "Crucify him"? By our actions. In the Passion, we begin to understand, hopefully, what is happening. But we have to understand it's happening for us. That's the key to this. That's why it is the love story. You know, in English, we've grabbed the word passion to mean a little something more, romantic love. But at the very basis of passion is to suffer. And one suffers for the person or the persons that they love. They suffer. They suffer internally, psychologically. They suffer. And here is the Son of God involved in the passion for us. A passion to bring us into the love of God in only way that is possible through his very sacrifice, through his surrendering of his life. There's an invitation for us to enter into that story. To grab hold of Jesus into our lives and to invite him in to where we are and who we are. Not trying to construct Jesus as we would like him, the Hosannas, and make him king, and fine, we will follow him. But to understand in the very depth of his suffering is found the true connection of God's love for all of us. May this Holy Week draw you closer into the love of God, and may that love of God be a shining example to those who see and hear your love in Him, a pathway literally to God's glory. May the innocent see in us loving people who reflect God's love for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.